WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everybody. Jackson Reed here, and welcome back to Wake Up and Win. Daily Pep Talks. Feeling a little frazzled lately? Like your life's turned into one giant to-do list with no relax button in sight. Trust me, you're not alone. We live in a world that constantly demands our attention, emails pinging, notifications buzzing, the news cycle running 24/7. It can feel like there's never a moment to just breathe and be. But guess what? Finding inner peace isn't some mystical unicorn thing reserved for monks on mountaintops. Nope. It's totally achievable, even in the midst of all the chaos. And that's exactly what we're diving into today. So strap yourselves in, grab your favorite beverage, coffee, tea, whatever keeps you going. And get ready to unlock some serious peace-finding power. Let's talk about how to carve out calm amidst the craziness. Ever felt like your mind is a hamster wheel spinning at warp speed? Thoughts racing from one thing to another, work deadlines, that upcoming presentation, what's for dinner, did I remember to water the plants? It can be exhausting. But here's the secret weapon. Mindfulness. Seriously, it's not just for yoga studios and meditation apps. Mindfulness is simply paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Like, really focusing on your breath, noticing the sounds around you, feeling the warmth of the sun on your skin. Even taking a few minutes each day to just begin do wonders for calming that inner storm. Number 2. Prioritize like a boss. Now, I'm not saying become a ruthless dictator who schedules every minute of their life down to the second, although, hey, if that works for you. But what I'm saying is, identify your non-negotiables, the things that truly matter to you. Whether it's spending time with loved ones, pursuing a hobby, or simply getting enough sleep, make those things a priority. And don't be afraid to say no to the rest. Speaking of saying no, let's talk about boundaries. You know that feeling when someone keeps asking you for favors, even though you're already stretched thin? That can be a major drain on your energy and peace of mind. Setting healthy boundaries both with people and with technology is crucial. It means knowing your limits and communicating them clearly. Don't feel obligated to answer every email instantly or attend every social event. It's okay to take time for yourself. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Think of it like this. You can't pour from an empty cup. You need to take care of your own well-being in order to show up as your best self for others. This could mean anything from taking a hot bath and reading a good book to going for a walk in nature or simply spending some quiet time with yourself. Whatever helps you recharge and feel centered, make it a regular practice. And finally, let's not forget the power of gratitude. Ever noticed how focusing on what you're thankful for can shift your entire outlook? It's like magic. Try keeping a gratitude journal or simply taking a few moments each day to reflect on the good things in your life. Big or small, a delicious cup of coffee, a kind word from a stranger, a sunny day, these little moments add up and create a ripple effect of positivity. You know that feeling when you're juggling a million things, but somehow manage to stay calm and collected? Maybe it's the way your favorite song comes in just when you need a boost, or perhaps it's finding a quiet moment amidst the chaos to simply breathe. That's inner peace in action. Think about a time you felt truly at ease, maybe during a vacation, a cozy night in, or even just a few minutes of peaceful solitude. What was it about that moment that made you feel so calm and centered? Could you recreate some of those elements in your daily life? Remember, inner peace isn't a destination, it's a journey. Be kind to yourself, celebrate the small victories, and keep practicing. So, my friends, go out there and embrace the power of peace. Take those actionable steps to practice mindfulness. Set those boundaries, prioritize what matters most, and don't forget to show yourself some love. And remember, you're not alone on this journey. Share this episode with someone who needs a little dose of calm in their lives. Leave a review if it resonated with you, and let's keep the conversation going on social media. Until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.